Hey everyone, Late Night Gaming Cast, where a weekly podcast talks about all types of gaming, from board games, card games, and of course video games. We seek to understand the world of gaming and the community surrounding it. I'm Ben.
I'm Zach.
I'm Brandon.
And today we got a super special guest for us today, Brandon's own brother.
I'm Brian.
Brian!
Yay!
I don't think they're related at all.
Probably not.
Nope. Maybe one day we can have your other brother as well.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I was
saying. That's mean. Today we're talking about spooky things, since we kind of skimmed over Halloween there.
No, we completely missed it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So we're going to talk about pretty much all spooky games. Game of the week this week is Zombie Dice, which is a great game that I win at all the time.
Yeah. How many times have you played?
Played like once.
And won. And I won all the time.
Later in the episode, we will be having a giveaway, so stick around until after the game of the week to find out how you can win.
Before we get into that, though, Brian, tell us a little bit about your gaming background.
Well, where to begin? I've been gaming my entire life. Started playing Super Nintendo, Sega, everything up. But I didn't really start, like, becoming a gamer up until Halo 1.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't even get, like, any of my friends until Halo 1 because I needed more people for a LAN party. Halo basically dominated my gaming experience for, like, this next 7 years.
I think you and your friends were always playing Halo. When we were playing World of Warcraft, I think you were playing Halo.
Yep. We even, me and Brandon here, for our birthdays, we'd always have the Halo LAN parties. Oh, it'd be my friends versus his friends. His Tribute friends were usually pick. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, we usually won.
Well, because we played well.
Kyle, which means they had no coordination.
Kyle and I
fingers.
Were really good.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know who Kyle
so
was.
We had Martinez and Tony.
Yeah, and Lee.
Tony was just, Lee was terrible.
Yeah, Lee. I mean, ooh.
Just Adam and then Zerafin, a.k.a. Matt.
Yeah, it was good.
You guys, only redeeming qualities.
You weren't here last week, and you kind of skimmed over it. Did you play Pokemon when you were younger?
I did play Pokemon. I played Blue a lot. I think Brandon had Red.
Yeah, we always had the different ones.
And Brandon talked a lot last week about, like, oh yeah, me and my brother had this game. We had this game. Sure.
And then I had Pokemon Yellow, and I was just... I liked having Pikachu follow me. I spent a lot of time trying to get a surfing Pikachu, but I don't think I ever did.
Oh, yeah, the one with the balloons, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that one was cool.
Normal,
actually.
Disappointing Pikachu.
No.
That Pikachu was always weak. That Pikachu was always weak. Sorry, bro.
Surf.
I don't know. I really liked the handheld Pokemon games when I was younger, but I find now that I'm older and I have responsibilities, I don't find them as entertaining as
wow.
I used to.
Wow. It hurts.
I mean, I still love the games. I have perfect, like, all respect for them.
Well, but ARAM's too good.
My ADD does not hold. It doesn't hold up to these games.
That's cool. What about, like, board games, card games, anything like that?
I play a lot of HeroClix, which is... I guess kind of like a tabletop game. I've heard it called as like superhero chess.
And you got your brother into that too, right?
Yeah. One of my friends got me into it, really into it. I've probably spent close to $500 on it in a year. I know people who have spent more who have gotten into it.
Is that where you started tabletop games?
No, I started tabletop games probably actually about a year before that with my friend Dave. He fell in love with everything Felicia Day, and she was on a tabletop episode or something. And then he started showing me these tabletop episodes. And I think probably the first game we played was Dominion. I don't remember if that was one
Dominion.
Of the tabletop games, but I fell in love with Dominion. It was really fun.
It was awesome.
I don't know why I don't own it yet.
I liked the tabletop episodes, too. I don't think they played Dominion, but they did play Zombie Dice.
Yes.
They play Resistance.
And
I love the Resistance episode. I love that game. There's nothing better than
being the
backstabbing
spy.
Your friends.
I am the best at backstabbing spies, friends. Even when Zach was on my own team.
Brandon was on my team. I didn't realize it. He betrayed me.
We'll get to more backstabbing later, I'm sure. Brandon.
That's cool. Well, what's your recent games? What have you been up to lately?
HeroClix. Every day, pretty much. Weekends, tournaments, Minecraft. I play Minecraft a lot. I'm not really good at building or anything. I just like to go on and mess with people's stuff. Good. Nothing serious.
Like in people's houses.
So. Like, I don't know.
You like going and playing with my levers.
Or leaving horses in random spots or just moving.
Yeah,
I've
noticed that one.
Or surrounding
I don't get on that server much, but I see horses and houses just. I don't know why.
We need a stable. Do we still have all of our horses in our stable?
This should be.
God damn it.
I don't know. Adventuring through the Nether and on a horse. Yeah, someone else's horse. Just
dying
to see if I can bring it back alive.
Dying to zombie pigmen, apparently.
I think that was my horse.
But it came back alive.
Cool. Well, it's good to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon, what about you? What have you been up to?
Hearthstone. Finally got
Hearthstone.
It's a good game. Really liking Hunterstone.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till the game actually comes out.
You know, my arena deck is a hunter, and I got lucky. I had a lot of beasts in my draws.
The synergies with all the beasts and stuff are crazy.
Yeah, every single hunter card like either boosts beast or becomes more powerful.
Gives them defender out. Or what's taunt.
Yeah, there's that card. There's another card where like it does 3 damage, or if you have a beast out, it does 5 damage.
Oh, I love the Condor one. Whenever you play a beast, you draw a card.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Then you got like 7 beasts already with like only 3 mana or 4 mana.
Cool.
And of course, Minecraft still.
Right.
Yeah. Still playing on our server.
Just the same old.
Getting masked to make a giant Pokemon Center.
Probably be done by the end of the week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The way you guys
do it. Won't be done by the end of the week. No, because I'm not going to be working on it very hard, which means it's not going to get done.
We'll get the mats, but then we'll start it.
But yeah, I've been playing Minecraft too. Brandon and I, we designed the Pokemon Center. And when I say we designed the Pokemon Center, I designed it, and Brandon said, no, do it like this. I was like,
oh, I said, do you
teamwork.
Want to do it like
that? And I would build something else. He'd be like, yeah, that's good. And I'd build something else. He's like, no, I don't like that.
Did you set it up in Pallet Town? I didn't see the Pokemon Center.
It's not. No, we were on a creative server building.
Oh, just to test it out, see the build.
So there's a bunch of different plots you can go on to. And then we just worked on the plot together building things.
I wasn't invited.
We were on an online free creative world just to design a build that we would eventually build on the server, which it's going to take a while.
I saw a little bit of it. It seemed pretty big.
Huge. What was it, like
huge,
30 by 50?
It's pretty big. I don't know if it's that big.
I think the front was 26. No, it was an odd number. It was 27.
It's 23, I think. 23 across, about 30 deep. So, yeah, it's a pretty big build. I just built my house, finally.
Yeah,
I moved out of the shack. I built a house. It's like 11 by 10. I built it pretty quick. It has a Pokemon feel to it. It's near Brandon's.
Okay, good.
It has a really strong Pokemon feel to it. I really like it. It feels out of place, though, because no one else really has the Pokemon theme going on. So
I have my White Castle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
I've been doing the usual Pokemon. Still breeding Eevees. You have a problem. I do. I've been doing that. I've been trying a little Final Fantasy 14, but like we said, past episodes just getting stagnated right now. Not much to do. But League of Legends, we play a lot of Arum, all random, all mid. I mean, that one's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's just fun. I do that just to dick around, I guess. And I actually just resubbed to WoW just to try it out for a little bit. And, you know, for playing it as much as we did, you guys really don't like it after not playing it for
last time I tried
years.
To resub, I mean, when you got that 7 days for free, I didn't do it for me.
Boo.
It took 8 years, but some of us finally realized we shouldn't play anymore.
Well, I did it just to check it out. I got some friends that are playing it still, so. I'll check it out. I'll see how it is. I mainly resubbed because BlizzCon came out, or BlizzCon just happened. They came out with a bunch of news. But before we get to the World of Warcraft part of that, Zach, tell them about the Hearthstone part of BlizzCon.
Okay, so yeah, at BlizzCon, which Ben said was just last weekend, they announced that Hearthstone will be coming to Android and iPhone coming next year. So if you haven't been invited to the closed beta, don't worry, the game will actually be released next month and you'll be able to get in. And if you don't have a good computer, you will be able to play on your phone next year.
A good computer. I mean, it's like a flash game.
It's not a flash game.
It's
but
not,
it's,
but
it's
it,
not,
it doesn't, it's not
intense.
Taxing.
No, yeah.
It really is not intense.
No 14.
So, if you can run WoW, you can run Hearthstone.
If you could run WoW back in 2004, you can run Hearthstone.
If you could run WoW then, you can run it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that it for the Hearthstone?
Yeah, that's what I know as far as...
Yeah, the expansions.
Oh, yeah. They already are talking about adding more cards to the game, which is surprising because it's still in closed beta.
Yeah. I haven't even seen that many. Or I've seen a lot of cards, but like every time I try to fight somebody else, I'll always see a new card that I've never seen before.
Really?
Yeah, always.
I mean, there is definitely a finite amount of cards, so if you pour some money into it, you could definitely get all the cards pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
So it would be nice to see new cards coming out, and hopefully maybe even new classes.
Yeah. Like, that would be cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last time. Another piece of news, other than the Hearthstone, was they announced their new expansion for World of Warcraft, just like people had expected before, Warlords of Draenor. Is the name, and it's going to take place on Draenor. Imagine that. So, for those that have played, Draenor is Outlands before it got completely destroyed. So, it's going to be not the same zones, but like a retake on it before they got destroyed. You'll see them as they were supposed to be. But they are raising the cap to level 100. They're giving all the old models for the gnomes, dwarves, humans, orcs, all them, brand new models and animations. They said that there's not going to be any new class, which I'm okay with.
Actually, I read this article again just now, and it says that Blizzard announced that they will not be adding a new hero class.
Oh boy.
So they might be holding out on us, and they might reveal a new class.
I hope not. I really hope not, but we'll see.
What else can you do, to be honest, I guess?
Can we name a class that's not a hero class that we would like to see added?
That's not a hero class?
It's not a hero class. I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah, what would you consider a hero class?
I don't know.
Class?
You guys were because way I would more love... into Warcraft than I was.
Murloc Tamer.
Stop it. I would actually love to see the Sentinels. That Maiv Shadow Song was
Demon.
I think that's what they were.
Hunting with those blades.
Yeah. I would love to see that, but then people were always saying like that would be a hero.
Would
class,
that be hero?
So
okay, see, the only thing I could think of was Blade Master, but I'm pretty sure that's hero. Yeah, there won't be a new hero class.
I kind of hope there's not a new class.
I could see Blizzard being like, oh, here's a class.
Well, yeah. I guess if it's not the last expansion,
what class? Honestly, I mean, Brandon, you haven't really played lately, but I remember when Pandas first came out, I played a lot, and each class is still, they homogenized it, essentially. Like, each class isn't as unique as it used to be. So if they release a brand new one, oh cool, there's like two new abilities nobody else has, but then all the rest of them is going to play the exact same. It's either going to be a tank, a healer, or...
So what you're saying is, don't play WoW, play Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh. No, we said it all.
That's what I heard.
Nah, I mean, it's so I hope they don't put a new class. I just hope if they were to make all the classes right now more unique and not make a new class, I'd be cool with that.
Monk was pretty unique when it came out, and then they changed it.
Yeah, and then they changed it again. So, and they're always going to do that. Yeah, that's what they do.
So
they also said it's not going to be their last expansion, so there's going to be more, and there's so much lore that they can do.
Like the Titans. I want to fight the
Titans. There's Emerald Dream. I mean, there's so much that they can do right now.
I mean, there's even lore that they have planned for this expansion that isn't out at launch.
Right.
They plan to explore the Netherstorm cool. in a future patch.
And something that is kind of cool, but at the same time not, you're going to be able to get a level 90 boost, like instant to level 90.
Wasn't there something like that already where you had to pick someone?
That was a refer a friend.
Yeah, you could get your friend up to your level so you guys could play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of like this. I mean, I have no intention of going back, but Death Knight had this feel to it where you started off at like 60.
55.
But I think it's good. I think that you can... It's good for Blizzard, tell you that much. They'll be able to get a bunch of new people or people to come back.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're getting a lot of that casual.
And instantly hit 90.
Yeah, so they want them to get in there, get to the new content, but they're kind of turning their back on the old content. A lot of the stuff that they had fleshed out before. With this boost, they're giving you a starting area for the new level 90s, so they still have you learn your abilities and learn how to play. But I think that's still going to cheapen for all the people that are max level, kind of, well, as you would say, the hardcore group. Again, air quotes. It's kind of cheapening that, too, because all these new, fresh level 90s are going to be max level trying to do dungeons, and you're probably not going to be able to do them with these new, fresh 90s, at least as efficient or as well as you would with somebody that leveled one.
Well, like you were saying, there's the Proving Ground, which will teach them mechanics.
Right.
They also get gear, level-appropriate gear, it says here. So, I mean, I think they'll be at par, I mean, up to snuff.
Well, yeah, okay, they may be up to snuff, that's fine, but... I'm talking ability. Like, well, if you have a new player coming in, brand new player, like, oh man, World of Warcraft, that came out, that looks cool, I'll try it out. Level 90, okay, you have a whole spellbook of abilities. You may have the gear, you may have, you use this ability when this happens.
All right. But I would not want that person in my party.
Exactly. Is that what you wanted to hear? Yeah, thank you.
That's what you wanted to hear. Okay.
Thank you. And they're also doing some stat changes. They're taking out, and this is what I read somewhere, they're taking out, like, hit expertise, stuff like that.
Cool.
So that'll be something. I'll look way more into that as time goes on.
Level boost is going to be the same as a refer a friend, or can you just go into it
automatically? They haven't really said.
Actually, it says you can do one character on one account, and you don't have to do it right away. You can wait.
But that's right off the bat. You can. Like, if I created a new account, I could just, boom, level 90?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is... I was expecting, like, a Death Knight. When they first came out, the Death Knights, you needed a max level before you can create a Death Knight.
Nope. It says a brand new account could do it.
Wow. Okay, well then.
I mean, that still kind of helps the hardcore players, because if they want to switch with something, and they don't want to re-roll all the way.
It does. Which is, you know...
It's there for the new people that they're going to try and bring in with this.
Right. That's okay.
And it's really smart on Blizzard.
Well, it is. We'll see with that. Something I want to bring attention to, obviously, though, the South Park meme. The guy in front of the computer. There was a guy that cosplayed. If you guys haven't seen the World of Warcraft episode of South Park... There's a guy that sitting in front of his computer, rather overweight and greasy and just, like, disgusting. And that's become pretty popular over the internet. Well, some guy cosplayed as him at BlizzCon.
Did he win the contest for best costume?
I honestly don't think he did. I think he came in, like, third or something. Oh. I read somewhere. But so anyways, though, the last piece of information that was huge out of it was Blizzard announced a brand new game called Heroes of the Storm, which is a MOBA that is not a MOBA. Because they didn't call it a MOBA. Zach, I'm pretty sure you have an explanation on that.
I'm gonna try and interpret what I've read and heard. So MOBA, if you don't know, is multiplayer online battle arena, and this is often goes hand in hand with Han or Dota 2. LoL likes to call themselves something else. LoL being League of Legends, they like to call themselves ARTS. Action real-time strategy.
I didn't even know that.
Heroes of the Storm are looking to call themselves a hero brawler. And there's some good reasoning for that, it seems like. In League of Legends, there's a lot of meta, where you choose the best items, the best talent points, where you invest your ability points, and then there's, once you get into the game, you have to last hit minions, and you push people out of lane for experience. Heroes of the Storm is doing something different. Your hero does not buy items. Your hero gets all of his abilities right off the start. Last hitting minions is not part of the strategy. It's literally, you play your hero better than the other hero, and you win the game.
Pretty cool.
I like that better.
And the heroes included, like... Diablo.
This is where the game's going to get really, really interesting, because you can play Diablo.
They can play as Tyrael.
Yeah, Tyrael.
Oh my god, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Ghost.
I'd rather be Deckard.
Yes,
Sarah Kerrigan. Nothing on Tyrael.
And then Queen of Blades.
There's a really...
Lich King was in the cinematic.
Yeah, Lich King was in it.
That was Deckard Cain.
Probably Thrall. He has to
stay
be.
A while.
I don't know about Deckard Cain.
He's real slow. He's just like...
He's talking to me, the announcer. Welcome.
The shot. Oh, that would be bad. Diablo has fallen.
There's a really cool cinematic trailer that you can watch on Blizzard's website.
I'll check it out.
Also, the maps are a little bit different, too. LoL and Han and Dota all have the exact same board, where you fight towers and you take out the Nexus. Whereas this is going to be more of like, there's going to be varying maps and there's going to be towns, and you have to take down a wall, and you can hide behind the wall and attack through it. There's going to be a lot of different strategies here, so it really can call itself something that's not a MOBA.
Okay with this.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. It sounds like kind of what you did in Warcraft 3. Not the multiplayer, but like just like the campaign. Because you had your hero.
Yeah.
And you really... like. Well, when I played it, I just played my hero. Like, I had a little micromanaging here and there, but screw that.
Yeah.
Like, just took my hero around and just wrecked stuff.
Did they say if that game is going to be like League of Legends, where it's free to download and it's just made of micro-purchases, or is it just a one-time buy game? Or will it even have a monthly fee?
Good call.
I don't know.
Maybe it'll have hats.
Oh, Team Fortress
because
all over.
Because games like League of Legends, with their micro-purchases, I've probably spent way more than I should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think we all have.
I'm pretty sure Blizzard's going to try and target the people playing LoL. So yeah. If I had to guess, I would guess it'd be free.
Because they have World of Warcraft. They have Diablo. New expansion that's coming out.
World of Warcraft's the only subscription-based one.
There's actually an article. I don't have it
right
in front of me.
All of them, you still need to buy the game. Yeah. So
there's an article where Blizzard talks about how World of Warcraft has to be subscription-based. Like it can't. Right. They can't do World of Warcraft free-to-play
and keep everything stable for everybody. The content that they're driving out. I mean, it makes sense to me. I have nothing against subscription-based games. I honestly don't, because
my wallet does, though.
Yeah. Well, unless like Star Wars started out subscription-based. Star Wars, The Old Republic, not
Swig.
Yeah, Swig. That one didn't have content. The servers were unstable. It didn't have the content to support the subscription, and it was janky just all around. So that one, I can't justify
a
subscription.
There was a lot of players. Then you saw the graph of players.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so, but a game like World of Warcraft, yeah, every Tuesday you might have the server maintenance. So like, okay, servers might be down for a little bit longer or something, whatever. But during the week, they were almost flawless. Yeah. You know, that all the content, even though the content's kind of bland and whatever, it's still content coming out with it.
It will be like a whole new Outlands Draenor. So now they aren't just reskinning things in this one, finally.
Yeah, right.
You will finally actually see something new. Maybe not armor.
And I'm excited for this, because I loved Burning Crusade, I loved Outlands, I loved Warcraft 3 with going into Outlands. To see it again before it was, when it was Draenor, before it was Outlands, like, that's going to be cool. I think that's going to be awesome.
My favorite was always the axe throwers. I wonder if they would ever introduce those as classes and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're called trolls.
Yeah, whatever. I thought they were called axe thrower.
I don't remember.
There was something axe thrower.
How would they be different from a hunter?
They would just have throwing axes instead of just...
And no pets.
Yeah.
And then, so
another
range because
class
they don't have pets, they would be more roguelike?
Yeah.
That would
be cool.
Because that's the thing I always missed in the new Warcraft games.
But what if they actually gave Rogue a spec that was like a thrower instead of Rogue?
We're trying to come up with a new class here, Ben.
I don't want new classes.
We all do. I don't like change.
That would be really cool, though. Ranged, damaged, no pets, no traps. Buff your damage.
Oh, so a hunter, but useless, is what you're telling me.
No, a good hunter.
No, what? No CC, no extra form of DPS with the pet. Well, what are you telling me?
Make up with axes.
Yeah, he's making up with an axe.
Axes everywhere.
Would that not be cool to see?
And since he's
so
good with
trick
axes.
Shots.
Trick shot. He's throwing it behind his back. hitting apples off of heads.
The abilities through the legs.
William Tell.
Since he's so good with axes, he could melee.
Let me ask you a question, Zach.
Which hunters don't do that?
And now let's talk about our pseudo Halloween theme. Let's talk about what really our first horror game that we played. Horror game.
Our first horror game?
Yes.
Yeah. Horror Grand game. Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto for me too.
Mine was Pokemon.
What? All of you guys don't know what horror is. I'm pretty sure mine was Resident Evil 4.
Really? Listen.
Yes.
Brian missed the joke.
Yeah, obviously.
He said horror, not horror.
Horror?
Yeah, it's horror.
First horror game.
How is Pokemon a horror game? Because you breed all your skeevy sluts.
Yes. So actually, since you said it, wait, Resident Evil 4 was seriously your
first real horror game, yeah.
Spooky games, really?
You say 4?
Wow.
Yeah.
A little late to the party.
Yeah.
I didn't play them, but that's a
little
late to the party.
So I got my GameCube late.
I love the game. Yeah, mine was actually Resident Evil 2. It was actually the one I played was Nintendo 64. It wasn't the one on PlayStation. I remember that just scaring the crap out of me. I'm a huge pussy when it comes to these things.
They had
enormous.
Resident Evil on N64?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I think that was the only one. I could be wrong, but God, the dog jumps through the window and I'm just like, nope.
There is now.
I will calmly set. Yes, I will calmly set the controller down and run, scream like a little girl.
Calmly set the controller down does not sound like that.
Yes, yeah. He did not calmly do anything.
Punch his monitor 15 times and then run away swearing.
Something pops up in my Brandon, what about you?
I was definitely a Silent Hill on PlayStation. That scared the shit. Yeah, I didn't even play past the first 10 minutes. You saw that bloody corpse hanging from the cross. You got a gun with no bullets, and then these little like kneecapper things, the little sword arms. It's like, I can't get anywhere. Stab, stab, stab.
Please stop stabbing me, sir.
You were so tiny, and they kept
spooking,
poking your kneecaps, and for some reason you died.
What about you, Zach?
I wasn't much into horror themes, so while you guys were playing your games, I was playing GoldenEye and Perfect Dark on the N64.
That was a scary game.
Odd job.
Neither
came
one
out of nowhere.
So my first horror game wasn't until PlayStation 2 Fatal Frame. It was basically a game where you're this girl and you're armed with a camera. That's all you get. So I went from games where you're armed with all these guns to a camera going around this house that's haunted and there's ghosts coming at you. And it was kind
of
scary.
It was. It was one of those. It was more of the. That one has more like ghost scary type. You know, yeah. As aside from like zombies or that survival horror, like that was more. You can't see it, and then you all of a sudden can, and then it's gone. Like, oh god.
Yeah. If anything's gonna get me, it's gonna be that quick jump at you, right. Scare. Corpses and blood stuff don't really do it.
One of the things I always loved about horror games, while like usually the old ones, so like Resident Evil 2. Was there with it, the survival horror, was the fact that you have the means of protecting yourself, like the Silent Hill with the gun with no ammo. You have the means of protecting yourself, but you can't. So you are completely helpless. That, to me, is scary. That's freaky as hell.
I had a camera.
Yeah, like that one, too.
You could flash a ghost.
Flash. Would have gotten away with it, too, before.
Meddling
children ghosts.
So one of these games though, it's like that, is Amnesia.
God,
if you guys have not played it, pick it up on Steam
and don't play it.
Never play it. But make sure that you have some extra pairs of pants. Brian, you played. I played a few minutes of it, and I'm like, nope. But Brian, though, I know you love the game. You played a lot.
I played through the first one just for the amusement of my friends.
We were taking turns whoever died first, and we got to a point where I kept pooping my pants and couldn't take it
anymore. We got to a point where no one else could force themselves to play this video game except for me. It is a really scary game, and there are things that jump out at you and you don't expect it, and there are things you do expect to happen, but it's still really scary nonetheless.
That's what got me. Like, playing the first one, I didn't play the second one much. You would hear all these noises constantly, and you expect something to happen.
Even above you.
Expect it, and you open the door, turn the corner, still nothing. It's like, what the hell's going on? Where is it? I know you're there.
You hear the eerie music, and as they get closer, it gets louder. Yeah. Now, sudden.
that sense of fear is pretty fun, too.
I just recently started playing the second one, and I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but in the first one, you had your lantern that would run out of oil, so you'd oftentimes be stuck in like pitch dark, and whenever you were out light, your character would start to lose sanity, and then, he'd start perceiving things differently. In the second one, you have infinite light source, and you don't go crazy. You don't lose any sanity. You kind of just walk around looking for stuff. At least so far. We only played like an hour and 15 minutes of it and had to stop 3 or 4 times.
Well, at least it's right off the bat scaring you.
Yeah. It's creepy. They do a really good job.
And then you were talking about Limbo before we started this, too.
Limbo is a great game.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever played it, it's the way it looks itself is very unique. And the playstyle is kind of really cool. Mm-hmm. It's a side-scroller, and everything's in silhouettes, except the little character you play. All you see is, like, his eyes and stuff. And I don't know. It's just a really unique game.
I played a little bit of it, and it was cool. I didn't think of it as a horror. I didn't play much of it. Didn't think of it as, like, a scary, but I could see that, like, getting real dark, like, real fast. And yeah, you kind of get...
You're a little kid, and you can die in some of the most gruesome ways possible.
Spider leg through the chest.
Yeah, stabbed through the heart.
And then you have a little frail body, just...
But that was a real cool game as well. One of the ones... Me and Zach played Fear, and I think maybe one of you guys played it.
I never played
it. You never did, Brian?
I played some of the first one.
Yeah,
I'm not that man. Enjoy it.
The Fear series is definitely something. That's one of those things where, like, you feel helpless, because you go through the game, it's a first-person shooter. You go through the game shooting things and, like, killing soldiers and stuff like that, and then every once in a while, a ghost or something will appear, and it'll come at you, and you're shooting, and nothing's happening, and you're not killing it, grenades, whatever, it doesn't matter, you're not killing it, and then all of a sudden it'll get to you, screams, bloody murder, whatever, and then just disappear, and everything's done, and everything's quiet right after that. That scares the shit out of me. Like, almost literally.
That game was fun.
It was, but no.
Played all the first one, most of the second one, a little bit of the third one. They implemented more mechanics to the game as it went on. Mm-hmm. I liked how the character could jump and kick and slide that they introduced.
Yeah.
The shooter part of it was really good. The multiplayer was really fun.
I never even played the multiplayer.
I almost forgot that it was a horror until Ben started talking about it. It's like, oh yeah, that game is kind of a horror.
In the second one especially, there's a little girl that plays. Yeah. That plays a huge role in the story, and she always appears and, like, then just disappears. I remember one part in the demo especially, because this is what got me to play it. It was the demo for 2. As you go walking through a theater, and then you go up to the stage, or you go to open a door, and then the little girl appears, starts choking you, and you're freaking out, and you're trying to do something, you can't do anything, just disappears. Quiet. Like, nope, done. Done. And I had people watching me playing that, and they were, like, freaking out or laughing at me. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
I think it might have been in the first one. It's just, like, out of nowhere, you walk into a hallway, and all of a sudden, the little girl's at the end, and it was either the entire floor was just full of blood, and there's blood dripping from the ceiling, and you can't do anything. I think that was the most memorable one of those instances.
I know it's, like, jump out the window or something, and instead, like, I think I was watching you when you do that. You're supposed to jump out the window, but you tried staying, and, like, the burning or the building burned down or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah. and same one, the same game Fear 2. I remember you're just walking down a hallway, and there is hallways. Right next to you. Yeah, right? Hallways. I think that's the formula for scary games. Hallways. There's one, you're coming out of a sewer, and you're about to go up to the door, but to your left is, like, a grate, and there's nothing over there but a swinging light, so obviously it's got that little ambiance to it. And then as soon as you start to walk past it, you see the shadow of the little girl pass. So, like, you see the shadow in the light, but you don't see anything. So you look, like, at the grate, and nothing, and then you turn back to the door, she's right in front of you.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, just thinking about it is giving me, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then it's just, like, she appears, she screams, and then disappears, and they're like, you know, I thought that was safe.
She a spider? And it's off of me.
And I think that was the same one too, where, like, you saw and then you looked back and there was nothing, so you look forward, there was nothing again, so you're like, okay, fine. Then you look back again, and again she's right behind you, and it's just like, it's that type of stuff that really
false
gets
sense
me.
Of security.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
you're
God.
Safe. Yeah.
And it's, she's one of, you can't shoot her, you can't do anything to her. I don't even know if she hurts you, but you can't do anything, like,
not physically.
Hurts you mentally. So very mentally.
But not all hallways are scary.
Fear. Just fear itself.
There's games where you can be afraid in the woods. I was playing Don't Starve.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a... actually, I'm going to get the Slender. This is a survival type game. You go around, you collect, like, sticks and grass, and you make tools, and you flourish off the land. But there was actually just a mod. It has some Minecraft feel to it. You can't really build things. There was a mod added just recently called The Screecher. I don't know if it's supposed to be based on Slender Man, but it pretty much was. You were dropped in the Don't Starve engine with a completely different view on it. You were over your character's shoulder. You were given a flashlight. It was completely dark. And you had to basically get back to the helipad to get to safety. You were dropped in the middle of the woods. You rummaged through supplies to find batteries and these notes.
Oh, that's cool.
Was it 9 notes in Slender Man?
8 or 9?
seven.
Seven.
Because you have to find these nine notes. I think seven. And on the way, you're finding out, like, there's this monster out there, and the notes are saying, don't look at it. That's when he comes after
it's
you.
It's the Screecher.
And the flashlight's, like, flickering, and every now and then, if you do look at the monster, it will attack you. It was very Slenderman-esque. And that made me jump the first time. And at one point, I was saying, no, leave me alone, leave me alone. But it wasn't out of fear. It was, I wanted to beat the game. And it took me two tries to beat it. It's a really short mod. Don't Starve is now in the Steam Workshop, so there's a bunch of mods coming out for it.
Is it multiplayer?
Don't Starve is not multiplayer.
Oh. So then you could eat your friend and you wouldn't starve.
Oh, okay. Best backstabbing game ever.
Yeah, and speaking of backstabbing...
Oh yeah, let's start this.
There's a whole nother genre of horror.
It's playing with me. Come on.
Yeah, just playing with you in general. There's a whole nother genre of horror. I mean, there's a bunch of different ones. There's the sense of helplessness. There's the sense of being alone, I guess you could say, like the sanity, like in Amnesia. There's also the ambiance of it, but there's zombies as well, which could be all of those together. I mean, for me personally, it's just the sense of helplessness for that, because a zombie horde. There's so many games now that have zombies in them. A lot of them, Resident Evil, that we talked about. Resident Evil, the early games, were real survival horror. That's why I liked them. And then the later ones, like, you played 4...
Yeah.
And that wasn't exactly survival. That was just more...
No, if they were considered zombies either.
Yeah, right, right.
Or whatever.
They acted like zombies.
Well, sort of. Sprouted giant...
Yeah, except when you headshot and they...
loads into a special infected.
But one of those Left 4 Dead kind of really shot off the multiplayer zombie games. And Brandon
Left 4 Dead bitches.
That's why I hate you just so
that's
much.
Why it's the name of the game. You leave your friends for dead and you complete the map.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I think your group of friends is left for dead and you have to work together to survive.
I got another take on the game.
I could be wrong. Now, every game I've seen, though.
Yeah, we've all played this game together, whether on Xbox, computer. We love playing it, but when playing with Brandon, just...
No, there was that awesome war.
If there were
that.
Ever a zombie apocalypse, I implore you, do not go with Brandon.
You can't. He'll leave you.
Oh, yeah, he definitely can. And going off that because Left 4 Dead's a first-person shooter, it's just kill zombies, you know? There's so many games like that. There's Dead Rising, mm-hmm. which was fun. That was a great game. Just mowing down zombies. Great time.
With a lawnmower.
With a lawnmower.
Or a tricycle.
Yeah. And or a
Lego head.
Yeah, yeah. Then there was Nazi Zombies, obviously, came out with Call of Duty. Nazi Zombies, everybody loved. I think that was
so
just because of Call of Duty.
So many hours put into it. It's the same strategy over and over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Run in circles
knife
until
some
you
things,
run out of
ammo. Yeah, knife some things, board up some windows, and shoot
or don't,
things.
And let your teammates die, and then yell at them for being terrible.
Yes. Brandon?
Someone has to take the fall.
Oh, you guys played that, like, real far.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've gotten past level 15, I think.
Oh, God.
But, like,
that's
you
like
guys
level
are,
50-something yeah. on that one.
There were a couple times
a glitch,
I remember
though.
Getting to 50s.
Yeah.
Getting to a nice spot with, like, a laser gun. And
yeah. Oh, yeah, when we go up the stairs.
With a light machine gun.
And then we all, four of us, came back at the end of the grade. So they we shoot them as they ran up the stairs and as they were all, like, piling in front of us.
We had it down to a T. It's just if we ran out of ammo ever, it'd be kind
yeah.
of
yeah,
sucky.
It was pretty good. We always had someone bombs. on the window with a shotgun and, like, two down the main hallway and one back up. But you would eventually lose.
Yeah.
Well, there's no real way
someone
to beat
would
the
break
game.
Formation. We're not going to name names.
Yeah. Brandon would leave us for dead.
Yeah. Brandon go, I'm going to go get some ammo. Hey, where'd Brandon go?
I don't know.
Bouncing
the zombies, for some reason, I'm not following.
What, you know, one of those games that came out, and it was really, I think it was kind of trailing along with zombie games that were coming out, was Dead Island. And I really like that game. It kind of brought back that survival horror of with zombies, because at the beginning, at least, because it dropped you on an island and it was like, here's a cricket bat. Hope you find some ammo.
A broken cricket
bat. Yeah, broken one at that, because you have to repair stuff, which was cool. You had your stamina, like stuff like that. And...
Yeah, you actually got tired.
Yeah, and that was before, like, you got a shotgun. And if you did get a shotgun somewhere in there, you'd have, like, two shells.
Dead Island was pretty good, except you could beat everyone with your foot.
Yeah, you could kick everything. Well, after a while.
They did nerf it. They did nerf it. But, like, right off the bat, it was, I have this pull stick or ladle or something in my hand. Or a crowbar. Stop his eyes. But my foot, can kick you down to the ground and then smash your head. Why do I need my gun? That kind of killed it for me.
I didn't really like all
that. That was funny.
The abilities each different character could have. Like, you know, the Asian girl with her blades and stuff could go into a crazy mode and just chop up everything.
Sam
B, I think he was. I was that guy, the tank.
That was the punch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, cool, but I don't think it fits with the type of game they were going for.
I get you. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that gimmick made their game.
I think so. I was really hoping the entire game would be a survival horror, and it wasn't. Because at a certain point, you had so much ammo, the zombies weren't really a threat anymore.
You had your foot.
You had your foot. Always had.
And then, like Brian said, you had your specials. I was the Australian girl with the guns, and it was just like with her little mode that she went into. It was, I can use like two things of ammo, shoot 10 zombies, and okay, well, I win. That was fun.
I don't know about for you guys, but I also didn't find any replay value in it.
No,
I beat it once and I was done.
Right.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't see a reason to play it anymore.
Right.
I tried to. I tried trying the other classes, and I was like, this is just dumb.
Yeah, you can't really play it again without... I mean, it's going to be the exact same thing. There's no change to that formula.
So since we're on replay value, Left 4 Dead wins?
Yeah?
Pretty sure The Walking Dead, the game wins.
Stop that.
Left 4 Dead wins.
It was an amazing game!
It was.
Left 4 Dead wins because of the Steam community and all the add-ons.
Oh, yeah.
All the add-ons.
Yeah. People make
all
their
different
own
maps.
The survival maps are really fun.
And the
the Mordor.
Yeah, Mordor. It wasn't Mordor.
It was Helm's Deep.
Helm's Deep. That's it. The Helm's Deep wall,
it's defendable.
Where all the zombies came in. Yeah, and then I'm getting charged, and then I'm pinned against the floor, and Brandon throws a propane tank at me and shoots it right on top of me. And then leaves.
You did a good job of gathering them, buddy.
Yes. Hey, guys.
I thought it would blow them off, and then I'd hurry up and go res you, but it did not work that way.
Oh, yeah. That's, so you planned on killing me anyway.
They left for dead, bitches.
You know, one of the early horror games I loved playing, zombie horror games, was House of the Dead. In the arcades.
No, help me.
In the arcades. And that was all the light gun thing, you know, like Time Crisis or something. Yeah. And those
I played
awesome.
Time Crisis. I didn't play House of the Dead very much.
It
was
you were
like
missing
Time
out.
That's
the same thing.
Best voice acting ever. Sold the game.
I think you bought it for the Wii.
Yeah.
And the only reason you bought it was because of the voice acting.
It was so terrible.
That's you the only time I played it. I didn't play it in
arcades.
Really?
Yeah. Really? And it was okay. I mean, it had the Wiimote thing, so it was
Infinite
pretty bad
continues, on. Which was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect, so you can hear everything. No. Help me. G-Man? did you guys ever play Typing of the Dead?
No.
What?
It was House of the Dead, but instead of a gun, you had to type words.
I played Mario Teaches
it was like,
Typing.
It was a keyboarding class?
Yeah. No, I didn't play it in keyboarding class. Like, it was a real game.
It was like, it was teach you how to use the keyboard.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It was. It was the exact same game.
Shit your pants and learn how to type.
Yeah, it was the exact same game, too. So
did they have a
10-key
version?
No. Wait, maybe. I would have loved that, actually. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there right now with zombies. Oh, Brandon, you were talking about The
Walking.
Left 4 Dead. Or The Walking Dead. Yeah.
That was an amazing story game that I actually played through like two times, and I wanted to do it three times because there's just so many options.
That's the story one where they were, was coming out in like weekly patches or something like that, releases?
It's coming out in episodes.
Yeah, episodes. Okay.
But yeah, the new one's going to be coming out soon, but I mean, all the stuff that was you could do, there was a decent amount of action from like the different cutscenes. You had to kill different zombies, you know. I guess most of it was a movie, yeah, but I still had a lot of fun with it. All the choices you made,
yeah,
they were really interesting, and it actually changed a lot in the story, like where you decided to choose to live and stuff like that. But
and those games are cool, too. I mean, I like those. And having a zombie game where you're not going around actively killing them or actively surviving, like you're just given choices, that's pretty cool, too.
Now, if you watch the show, like, is this a game that you should play, or...?
I don't see why not. You notice a few characters. It's not really... They go to some places that they go to. I think there's even one character, but I'm not going to say who. You do see some of the characters. You do notice some of the places, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to have that in the second one. But the whole thing is you're alone and you're with a group of people, you know, switch with different groups. And then you're with Clementine, which you have to protect her and save her the entire time. And then you kind of, you know, have that close bond through the entire time, and then the ending.
And actually, they just announced the second one is going to be coming out, and Clementine is going to be the main character. So you're not just going to be protecting her, you are going to be her. So that's pretty cool. So you can be a little girl, Brandon.
Awesome.
Good thing you protected her.
Yeah. What if you didn't protect her?
That is one person I did not leave for dead.
Then you absolutely cannot buy the game. It does not let you buy the game. Before we get to the game of the week, Zombie Dice, we do have another board game. Kind of an expansion to a board game that we already have.
Yep.
The board game is called King of Tokyo, which we'll expand upon later during a show, I'm sure. But there is an expansion. It's a Halloween expansion to it. Brian, would you like to take that over?
King of Tokyo, if you don't know already, is a really easy to pick up game. It's up to 6 players. And the main goal of the game is basically to be the first person to destroy Tokyo and gain victory points. Or kill everyone else playing with you. People have different strategies, but you really can't predict what's going to happen.
My strategy is to win. Brian's strategy is apparently kill Zach.
My strategy is always kill Zach for whatever reason.
I can't.
Brandon's is always attack everybody. I don't care if I survive.
Concede.
Yeah. Brandon runs away like a little girl.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. No, last
wants to be a little girl.
Stood in twice, then I took 6 damage and cowered in fear.
Some people also go the route of just collecting energy, which they can use to buy power-ups. They're special trait cards that you can either keep or they're one-time use.
They're pretty cool. They throw a little wrench in people's plans sometimes.
Yeah, they can be brutal, or they can be useless.
Yeah, they can definitely make or break the game.
Yeah. So what's the difference between the regular and, I guess, this Halloween?
The Halloween one's really cool because it introduces 2 new characters, which I'm not sure if you're actually allowed to, but we have been able to add 2 more players because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest thing is it adds costumes, Halloween costumes. Halloween theme. And each costume does different things for them. My favorite by far was the cheerleader. So you could be like Godzilla as a cheerleader. And the power for that one was you just cheer on anybody who's like attacking someone, and that person automatically does 1 extra damage.
Really?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I've seen a few people die just because like Godzilla was cheering on Cyber Bunny or something.
And you bought those with the energy. That's cool.
These new characters that we talk about, one is Boogie Woogie and the other is Pumpkin Jack. Pumpkin Jack looks really cool.
Yeah, those flames are sick.
Sick flames, brah.
Boogie Boogie has a sweet top hat, though.
And these added costumes.
It's like a weird Scrooge.
With these added costumes, this one I really liked. It was the zombie. When you reach 0 health, you aren't eliminated. You continue to just fight on until the costume is stolen from you.
Yeah, so basically you can't die until someone steals your costume, which in order to steal a costume, anyone can. You have to do 3 damage to that person and pay them the cost of that card.
Okay, that's cool then. I was going to say, like, in case they needed a special card to steal it, but that makes it pretty simple to do. Cool. Well, then, on to the game of the week, which is Zombie Dice.
Well, actually, there's other horror board games out there.
Yeah, there are a few.
2 popular ones, I believe, are Arkham Horror and Elder Sign. They both are from the same game designers, and from what I hear, they're pretty good in the board game community.
Yes. You have heard correctly.
Unfortunately, we don't have it. We do look forward to getting one of them, probably Elder Sign, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do a whole episode on Elder Sign.
Yeah.
But for right now, unfortunately, we can't talk on either of these.
But in the meantime, we will talk about Zombie Dice, which is an awesome dice rolling game. Real, real simple. It's literally just you roll dice and get points. And
or get
pass
shot.
It on. Or, yeah.
or get shot. Goal of the game, don't get shotgunned.
Yeah. Brian, you want to explain? Go ahead, explain.
Zombie Dice is a game made up of dice with zombie-like things on them.
Don't say!
It comes in a tube.
And, the internet.
I think there's 9 dice?
There are 13 dice.
Oh, there's 13. Okay, and each dice has either a shotgun-like blast on it, it has footprints
for somebody running away.
It has a brain. And right. The goal of the game is to get as many brains as possible. So you choose some of these dice at random, and it's 3 of them.
Which are signifying like people that you're trying to eat.
Yeah,
as
so
a
you're
zombie.
The zombie, and you take out these dice, and they're your chance to like get brains. So you roll the dice. If you get brains, you keep those and put them aside. If you get shot, you keep those and put them aside. Once you get shot 3 times, you're dead. You don't get to keep any of the brains. It doesn't matter. You're dead. No right. head. But what was it? Up to 13 brains?
Yeah, your goal is to reach 13 brains, and you could potentially do it in one turn.
I almost did that.
I got 10 in one turn.
Yeah. It's one of those, it's kind of like you keep rolling until you decide to stop or you get shot.
Yeah. It's a game of chance.
Yeah.
Zombie gamblers.
Yeah, the runaway one is pretty cool. You just get to keep that dice to go to the next turn. And what the most, I think, awesome part of it is there's different difficulties. The green one is the good dice that has more brains, and then the yellow one is the intermediate one. And the red one is the hard one where there's more shotgun blasts.
It's like all shotgun, one brain, one
You found the sniper in the
red dice. I think when the first time I played it, I won every single game. Because I was having insane luck. I was getting like 8 brains every single time.
He was like some freak zombie.
Yeah. That was great. So I definitely had fun. I love how it's so easy to play. Like, you could just pick it up. You read about it once. You barely just have
to skim
it.
You don't even have to read it.
Yeah. It is by far the easiest game I've seen. Like, the person to your right could take their turn, and you can learn how to play it in that one turn.
Right.
Depending on how many people you have playing, you could play this game in 10 minutes. It's great to play in between games. Actually, some facts on it. You could literally play with 200 people. It might take a while. But since you're constantly just passing the dice around, you could play with 2 to any number of people. The game was designed by Steve Jackson. If that name sounds familiar, it's because he also did Munchkin, Ogre, Cthulhu Dice, Revolution, Shea Geek, Castellan, and Illuminati.
Didn't he direct Lord of the Rings too?
No.
Peter Jackson.
He's also Percy Jackson, the Lightning Dude.
He's a very talented man.
Son of Aquaman?
I think so. Wasn't Steve Jackson on Tabletop in at least 1 or 2 episodes? I think he played Munchkin with them or played Shea Geek with them.
Are those the same people that made Martian Dice?
No.
No.
We don't talk about Martian Dice.
No Martian Dice. I'm sorry.
If you're interested in getting Zombie Dice, you can go to sjgames.com/dice/zombie-dice. I think you can find it on Amazon. Warehouse 23, I think, is the store that backs Steve Jackson. Also, if you have an iPhone, iPad, or a Windows phone, you can actually get it for your phone as an app. I think you can play with 8 people on your phone, or 11 if you have the iPad. Unfortunately, if you have Android, you can't play it on your phone.
They would do that to us.
Whatever, at least our phones work. our maps work.
I don't get sick with that, though. So check out this game for sure, and tell us if you guys have played it before, or if you did pick it up and have played it since listening to this, and just tell us how you liked it. And also tell us anything that you guys liked about this episode, or you guys wanted to add on any games that you started to play, or why you may have gotten in or out of the horror genre.
And if you do any of those things, you could actually have a chance to win a video game.
Wow, video games.
We will be giving away Fear 2 and Fear 3 to people that send in emails with questions that we will answer on the next podcast.
Yeah.
So send us an email to latenightgamingcast@gmail.com and put podcast question in the subject line, and you could have a chance to win Fear 2 or Fear 3.
Yes.
Maybe even Don't Starve. Give that one away, too.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Spooky. So, guys, that's all we have for you guys this week. Like always, special thanks to Attack of Hobbies and Creative Comics. And be sure to support your local comic and game shop. Be sure to check out our Facebook, our Twitter. And like we said earlier, email us about any questions you guys have, requests, any hate mail so far, which we've gotten none.
Yeah. Good job.
No
hate mail.
Yeah. Good job. So a huge thank you to our special guest, Brian.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else. What do you want me to say?
And we hope to have you back sometime. We know
probably next week when we do Descent.
Descent is my game.
So join us with Brian next week as we talk about Descent, a tabletop RPG game that we've had loads of fun with so far. So until next time, remember, keep gaming.
My grandmother says
I'm special. I hate you.
Damn it, I can't even follow it up.
Next week we'll read hate mail.
It's smart ass answers.
Yeah. And smart ass, hey, stop being pussies.
Amnesia is not scary. Be a man. Why do Siri. I sound like a robot?
Siri will be sending us questions apparently.